From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting tributes to one of Israel's iconic leaders. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, whose life of public service spans the life of the Israeli nation itself, has died at the age of 93. His son, Chemi Peres, conveyed the fact that his father had died.
Today, with deep sorrow, we bid farewell to our beloved father, the ninth President of Israel, Shimon Peres. He was one of the founding fathers of the State of Israel and served our people before we even had a country of our own.
Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. He had held nearly every major Israeli political post during his long career, including prime minister twice, the presidency, defense minister, and foreign minister. He was the longest-serving member of parliament in Israeli history, holding a seat in the Knesset for 48 years. U.S. President Barack Obama said no one did more than Peres to build the alliance between the United States and Israel and described him as someone who forced people to expect more from themselves. With Election Day 6 weeks away, U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail Tuesday and gave critical reviews of each other's performance in their first head-to-head debate. Many independent analysts say Clinton won Monday's debate and could get a boost in national polls that showed her a few points ahead of Trump. Speaking to supporters in North Carolina, Clinton cast her opponent as lacking details in the debate. Trump said he won the debate and at a rally Tuesday night in Florida suggested he could have done even better. The two candidates will debate twice more before the November 8th vote, the next coming on October 9th. This is VOA News. Airstrikes targeted the two largest hospitals in the eastern part of Aleppo, Syria, early Wednesday. Damage from the strikes temporarily knocked the hospitals out of service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. The M2 and M10 hospitals are in the part of Aleppo held by rebels who oppose President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian forces this week announced a new offensive to try to regain control of Aleppo. That move follows the breakdown of the latest ceasefire in Syria that was meant to bring deliveries of food and medical aid to Aleppo and other areas, along with a break in violence. Few deliveries were made, but a convoy headed for Aleppo was hit by an airstrike. Egyptian salvage workers Tuesday pulled the bodies of dozens of migrants from the hold of a sunken fishing boat in the coastal Mediterranean, raising the toll from the September 21st disaster to more than 200 dead. The recoveries came after divers and salvage vessels pulled the trawler from the mud of the seafloor, enabling teams to retrieve the bodies trapped in the boat's hold. On shore, emergency officials later said there were no more bodies on board. Survivors have said 450 to 600 migrants, including many women and children, were packed aboard the trawler when it capsized in pre-dawn darkness off the port city of Rosetta as it headed for Europe. Military authorities say most of the victims so far identified were Egyptians from the Nile Delta region, many of them teenagers seeking a better life in Europe. But local reports also say Africans from several nations and Syrians were also on board that doomed boat. Local police on Monday detained the boat's owner, who, according the local reports, could face charges of human trafficking and involuntary manslaughter. Ali Bongo Ondimba has been sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term after winning re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote.
Conformément à la tradition africaine en général.
Ali Bongo said, in accordance with African tradition in general and Bantu in particular, I invite all of the nation's stakeholders to sit together in order to find the solutions that will satisfy our compatriots. Here, issues are resolved within the family. Bongo's victory by fewer than 6,000 votes triggered violent protest across the country when the initial election results were announced on August 27th. At least 6 people were killed in clashes between protesters and security forces. Gabon's Constitutional Court Saturday declined opposition candidate John Ping's petition for a recount and ratified the result. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.